Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
Hello. Good to see you.
All right. So we have a question that someone submitted their voice recording to, so we're going to play it and answer it right away. And if you have a question like this one, it's super easy. We would love to hear from you. You can just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, or if you're on your mobile device, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and you can get your question answered just like this individual. So here's today's question.
Hey guys, my name is Roger Walls at Venture Church here in Keller, Texas. I just want to say thanks for what y'all do. Your ministry is hugely important to people like me on this side of the podcast. Your wisdom and your encouragement and your experience is just invaluable. So thanks so much for your ministry. Our church, Venture Church, will be launching our first campus in September 2021, and I'll be leading out as the campus pastor and teaching pastor there. And just recently, our teaching team has decided that in January, we'll be spending the whole month, actually the last 4 weeks in January, talking about the church planting process to our current body of people who will be part of the launching team. So my question is this. If you had four Sundays at the very beginning of the year in the month of January, what are four big themes that you would talk about to begin the envisioning process to a group of people of about church planting? Is there a book of scripture we should lean into? Is there a section of scripture we should launch out from? I really want to hear what y'all have done and what you've seen work well, and of course want to do things well on this side also. So thanks again. Appreciate y'all and can't wait to hear what you have to say. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Four Sundays, four themes.
It kind of feels a little bit like we failed them because this is after the planning time. This is the challenge. Backdrops, backlogs of questions.
Okay, but you know what? We will send this to him so he will get it ahead of time because we batch record ahead of time. So he will get this answer before January. No worries.
Oh, that's good. Now yeah. I feel better. Right, good. Because I felt like this is like so totally. But let's talk about how to do a church planning focus series. Because part of the challenge is there really is no church planting series of verses. So I can do, like, if I want to do a thing on baptism, I can actually teach through, and there's a lot of things on baptism. I want to do things on spiritual gifts. But to say, what are the primary texts on church planting, that it's not there. And obviously someone might say, well, that means that it's not important in the Word of God. Well, no, that's not what it means at all. What it means is that it's so present and evident. It's like the Bible doesn't describe it because that's literally what they're doing. The Bible is a book of mission. It's New Testament is books of church planting, where churches are being planted in the book of Acts, and then the epistles are written to new church plants, helping them to guide. And so it's so much of the context of what ultimately is the foundation of the text itself. So then becomes, you know, well, how do you preach on that? How do you communicate on that? So I recently did the International Friends Multiplication Conference. This is the Friends would be the Quakers, right? So these are the evangelical Quakers, and they asked me to come and to do a 5-part series on church planting, sermons, so messages. So it kind of gave me the the time and space to look at what would be a five-part series that we would do. And so then what do you build those texts upon? So walking through that, I kind of liked, you know, just thinking through what it might be like to kind of address these things one at a time. And so I'll tell what I did.
It's perfect.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll actually send these outlines to the listener, and then if other people want them, they can all email you, so that way they don't all email me.
Daniel@newchurches.com.
There you go. So I started with Acts 16, verses 7 through 10, where it says, come over to Macedonia and help us, where Paul has this vision, and he goes, and what does he do? He goes to Macedonia, he actually goes to Philippi, and he plants a church. So I talk about coming over, you know, they had the coming and going of the gospel, help, when he brought the help of the gospel, and us, which is a dative case pronoun, that not necessary in the text, but there to remind us that that the church planning there was to reach people of Macedonia who didn't know Jesus. So I started, and I just described, you know, the Macedonia is the Philippi is the first church plant in Europe. So I had to bring in some of the context. Then I went through the commissions of Jesus, one of my favorite things to go through, as because the commissions of Jesus all assume, and I went through, you know, we are sent, you know, John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. But what did they do? What did they do when Jesus sent them? Or let's the Great Commission, right? Go therefore, make disciples of all nations. And then it's church functions, baptize them, teach them. So when the disciple, and then, you know, with a message is Luke 24, you know, repentance for forgiveness of sins and then empowered by the Spirit. But one of the things to, the, if you want to be a good interpreter of the Bible, what you want to ask is, what did the original hearers do with the original information? And upon receiving the four commissions of Jesus, the disciples went out and planted churches. So kind of focused on that, went to, there's kind of a proto church planting picture in, it's a proto sending, and it's in Luke 10. And in Luke 10, it's Jesus tells people, you know, don't take a purse or bag or sandals. Don't greet anyone on the road. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. Stay there eating and drinking, whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. And so I just walked through that and said, this is, again, Luke 10 is not the whole story, because it's very much the proto mission of the disciples. You know, but, you know, looking at that, I talked about that as kingdom multiplication. What does it look like to go through and have kingdom multiplication? I then went to, for the fourth message, to laborers in the harvest. Mm. That's the passage in Matthew 9, 35 and 38. And I actually walked through it where I pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. But you remember, Matthew 9 is followed by Matthew 10. When Jesus says, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field, we should do that. We should pray, because Jesus told us to the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. But then in chapter 10, he sent the very people he told to pray. So when it comes to praying for workers in the harvest, we're part of the answer to that prayer. And then finally, I ended with a deep dive on John 20, 19 through 21, my favorite passage in the Bible. And I talked about, you know, because this moment we're in, you know, the disciples were behind closed doors with fear. And I started with, you know, fear is the opposite of faith. It's a message I love to preach. And I ended with the mission and pointed towards multiplication. So what I would say is, don't force. I don't know how people teach and preach. I don't know the question of his church too. So, you know, I in my best understanding of preaching, you know, I typically preach through books of the Bible. Third of the time I preach topically or thematically. And when I do, I generally preach through a text. So I preach through five texts. If that's not their tradition, where they're, you know, maybe doing a more purely topical thing, they could draw different things out. But that's probably the longest answer I've ever gotten in the New Churches podcast. But we'll, you know, that outline, those series is for me how I laid a church planting table out, a buffet from five different passages. That in my case, actually, this was a 3-day global. It's fascinating. The friends, the Quakers around the world are just, you know, there are people in Rwanda and people in Nepal. I'm trying to remember all the places, the Philippines and people tuning in. And we did this over, I think we were live 18 hours during the day so that we could catch different time zones. It's such a fascinating experience. But so they all heard these messages in basically starting Wednesday night, ending Friday afternoon. And hopefully it brought a coherent message about church planning. I think that's what you want to do. What's our coherent approach to church planning that we should take?
I love that. What I would add to that is look to the history of your church. Look at, has there been a pattern of multiplication? Are there stories within the church of its founding that, or even past churches that you guys have planted that have multiplied since, right? So look into that. Also think about the values that your church has too. So for my church here, I mean, it's almost 100 years. Well, actually this year, now we're in our 100th year as a church, and the church is planted over 50, 60 churches since its beginning. Wow. And the initial church planter who started the church, John Woodward from Ontario, I mean, he was a missionary, and everything about the church was, you know, they had horseback riders who would go and preach the gospel in rural Western Alberta. And so when you think about all of this, Western Canada in Alberta, think about stories like that that you could bring in to illustrate. I'd also think about possibly Genesis 12, right? Talk about the Abrahamic blessing. Another piece, Jeremiah 29:7, right? Seek the welfare of the city. Even if you were to look at the missionary journeys of Paul, those, you know, and looking at the first, second, and third one, and what he did, and I'm sure there's ton just looking through and reading through Acts where you can learn a lot and possibly be inspired to go one way or the other in your message series.
Yeah, and there's lots there. So there's actually Elmer Towns wrote a book as well. So there's like sometimes, let me see if I can find this. There's actually like studies you can do on this. Yeah, Elmer Towns' book was, what is that? Planting Reproducing Churches? That says I wrote that with Elmer Towns. Oh no, that's Elmer Towns wrote that and I wrote the foreword. Sorry about that. Foreword by Ed Stetzer and Warren Bird. Here it is. Churches.
Yeah. It's a workbook, forward. Right? Like a Bible study.
Yeah. And it's Doug Porter did it together, and it's, you know, it's about 10 years old, but it's a Bible study. I mean, it's going through the book of Acts, giving you a vision to grow. So there's resources out there as well. And I've used that twice in churches over the last decade. So that might be a helpful resource as
well. Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.